Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We rounded out the week a little bit higher here in the corn, 3 to 4 cents higher. December corn at 452 and a quarter. A lot of guys looking at that 450 level is kind of a nice neutral number, equilibrium price for the supply and demand seem to match up. But with the crop coming along nicely up until this point, and then the next 2 weeks, weather, you know, if you look at this, the 6 to 10 day, we've got normal temps, normal rain. 8 to 14 day, a little bit normal, higher to normal temps, and then normal to a little bit higher rainfall. So nothing really outlandish there on the weather forecast. There could be a ridge or two move through in July. So if it gets hot and doesn't rain, we can maybe rally. But right now it's actually rallying because of the rain. There's ideas that this rainfall over the last couple of days in the Midwest has flooded out some fields, and there may be some replanting that must take place. And then the Monday's crop progress and condition report is expected to be just a little bit worse in the good to excellent category. But at this point, you know, we don't know. We'll just have to wait to see what it says on Monday. We did have a little bit of a bean sold to an unknown destination for next year's crop, 110,000 metric tons of beans. And then we had the option expiration for July, option contracts on the grain. So corn, wheat, and beans no longer have the July options.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
If you look at a December corn chart on a daily level, and you look at the retracement levels and then how much we've sold off since this, about the second week of May, you can make an argument that the December corn could go all the way back up to the 50% retracement, which is 475. If you'll notice, the 50-day moving average is also about 475. It's at 478. So we're at 452 today to finish out, and then we've rallied 2 days in a row here. So there will be some technical guys saying that it could work up to 470, 475 area. Or would expect it to go to that level. But if the rain continues and we get any sort of negative weather, like we have a ridge in the month of July, move through Iowa, that sort of thing, that could put us right there at 475 pretty easy. Now, the other side of the deal is that we've been selling off, if you just zoom way out, we've been selling off for almost a year in corn futures, down from about 550. So that's the other side of the argument. Then there's private banks forecasting that the thing could possibly get to about $3.50. If you take all the fundamentals out, only look at a December wheat, Kansas City wheat chart, there's still room to believe that it could go all the way down to where it was at the first of the year, down to about $6. Of course, that's $1.23 lower than where we are now.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, at June live cattle 45 cents lower at 147.55, August down 115 at 146.32, August feeder cattle 67 cents lower at 206.87, October down 35 at 208.32, August lean hog 60 cents lower at 129.15. In the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat down 8.5 at 720.75, September down 9 at 717.75, July Chicago wheat down 8.25 at 585.25, July corn up 2.75 at 453.25, September up 4 at 448.25, July soybeans down 5 at 1415.75, August down 7.5 at 1361.5. July cotton 20 lower at 88.16 and October up 68 at 77.19. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.